Word of mouth.
This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Here in the Northeast, you may know them as Jimmies. Other people may fondly refer to them as funfetti, rainbow sprinkles, or unicorn food. Those brightly colored sugar candy pieces that crown cupcakes, sugar cookies, ice cream sundaes, and in Australia, inexplicably, toast. They may seem out of place in a world that currently embraces the natural, the organic, and eschews the artificial. But turning food into a festive rainbow explosion has become decidedly highbrow. Julia Moskin is a New York Times food reporter who looked into the current funfetti explosion. Julia, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thanks so much for having me.
So these rainbow sprinkles, they've been around for a while, but I guess they really took off in the 90s. So for those who don't know about it, the funfetti cake from Pillsbury, can you describe it?
Exactly. I myself was not a child at this time, but people who might be called millennials were children at this time. And this cake mix was introduced in 1989, and it was the first time that someone had thought to put these sprinkles in the cake rather than on the cake. And what happens, of course, for those who don't know about it, is that in the oven, these sprinkles melt into these beautiful streaks of color. And if it's frosted with white frosting, which it usually is, and you cut into it, and then there is certainly what you might describe as a rainbow explosion. And of course, to kids, this was irresistible. One person I talked to said it was as if chocolate and vanilla had just ceased to exist, and funfetti was everything.
Not that you need a lot of tricks to feed kids cake, but I guess this really worked. So we're seeing a kind of resurgence of this funfetti aesthetic. Is social media the catalyst for these kind of food trends?
It is a huge part of it because, of course, the same people who had funfetti birthday cakes are now people who are constantly on Instagram and Pinterest. Some of them, of course, have become home cooks. Some of them are pastry chefs, like Christina Tosi, who is the chef at Milk Bar. And she was really the first person to kind of bring back the rainbow sprinkles in the cake as kind of a more high-end thing. Her birthday cake and her birthday cake truffles are the most popular product at her bakery. And her cookbook has influenced a whole generation of bakers. And she also does things like cereal milk panna cotta and other kind of what in the food business we call high-low combos. And that is something that people really love.
So the kids that used to have funfetti cakes when they're little, now grown up running bakeries and kitchens, is this a generational thing?
I think it absolutely is. I also spoke with a cupcake baker, the owner of Sprinkles Bakery in Los Angeles, which is very popular. There are 20 stores and 12 cupcake ATMs. And she said that when she started out in 2005, and she is also not a member of the funfetti generation or the funfettials, and she said that she really didn't want to use rainbow sprinkles, that she thought they were kind of like supermarket cupcake decorations. And she wanted something more modern and more elegant. And now the pendulum has kind of swung back to like, come on, they're just fun. And they're so retro. They're really nostalgic for this generation. And of course, now you can be so creative visually. So here's the thing about Pinterest is that, you know, normally you make waffles, you make sugar cookies, you make pancakes, they're brown, they're golden brown. That's pretty much the range. But people make funfetti pancakes. People make funfetti waffles. People make funfetti martinis. People make funfetti dessert nachos. And the way that that shows up on social media is wow.
Okay. Dessert nachos. I've seen pictures of bagels, grilled cheese. Really?
Everything. Even in a high-end restaurant that I went to, certainly what you would describe as a farm-to-table restaurant in the heart of Brownstone, Brooklyn, I was served a cheese course, which was a slice of gorgonzola, a very expensive blue cheese from Italy, that was crusted with rainbow sprinkles.
Did it make it better, Julia?
No. In that case, it did not work. But also in Brooklyn, there is a kind of ironic hipster diner where they make their own rainbow sprinkles, which is truly an insane thing to do. They pipe thin lines of colored icing onto sheet pans, let them dry, and then break them up into sprinkles. And those are actually delicious. And it turns out that you can flavor them and you can color them the way that you want to. So that's an example of a kind of artisanal sprinkle that does work. However, you can't make funfetti cake out of anything with natural coloring. So it really has to be the full artificial dyes, exactly what you want. But I think the idea is that, you know, once a year, it's a dark time in our nation's history. Whatever, it's time for a little bit of funfetti.
Julia, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Julia Moskin, a food reporter for The New York Times, and she wrote the article, The Funfetti Explosion. You'll find a link to read it, and better yet, to look at all the pictures at our website, wordofmouthradio.org.